Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny podcast. This week, Alfredo Diaz.
I have returned.
On my right. And Fran Mirabella is back yet again.
Indeed.
On my left. Replacing Jose.
There was a joke because in the last article, Destin was like, well, Jose's out, so we had this Fran guy in. So I was like, thanks for the warm welcome, Destin.
Yeah.
Jose is out again, though.
Fran, you're quickly becoming a regular on the show.
I'd love to be a regular. Yeah.
You don't have any other responsibilities here, really.
No, so, I don't do anything here. I play a lot of Destiny.
Yeah. So. Fran's our vice president of video. He has a lot to do.
Yeah,
he has
a lot
here,
to do. But he definitely should be on this podcast the time.
So let's open it up with the newest thing that we were talking about off the show. And that is the new mode that was introduced into multiplayer, Inferno.
Yeah, so Inferno is a hardcore PvP playlist, and the big thing with that is no radar. It's control 6v6, mm-hmm. and heavy comes up once during the middle of the match, pretty much.
My Invective really likes this mode. So does everybody else's.
On a lot of the maps, because a lot of the maps that you play in this rotation are small, it is a shotgun fest.
Yeah.
Like, it's just shotguns everywhere. It's not too bad if you have a solid group of like players to run with, mm-hmm. because then you have map control. But if you don't grab map control, you get blindsided with a shotgun all the time. Mm-hmm. Still love the mode, though. I do enjoy having no radar.
I like
the fact that there's less heavy. I kind of feel like, personally, that they could have gone a step further and just taken out supers.
Yeah.
I think, like, you know, it's making like a hardcore playlist.
SWAT.
Yeah, because I was going to ask that. You were like, it's a hardcore mode. I was going to be like, is it really hardcore?
Yeah.
It's just the radars off.
Having radars off is a huge difference.
Yeah.
For sure. Your map awareness needs to be on par. But yeah, I think, like, you know, that think that would have been like the good final, like, icing on the cake was just no supers. Like, really, really have it there for, you know, the competitive scene.
When you start talking about stuff like no supers, when you start talking like that, I immediately jump to custom playlists, like, or custom matches anyway, where we're allowed to put the variables we want.
Yeah.
Like, no radar, one shot, like SWAT. SWAT was created by the community, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see that happen in Destiny. Moving back to the Inferno and how we feel about it, though, I like it, but when you're playing, you're a lot more paranoid that somebody's going to be behind you with a shotty.
Yeah.
You know, throughout the entire match, basically.
Have you saw much sniping in there, Alfredo? Like, is that...
No, it's just shotguns.
Just shotguns.
It's shotguns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would have thought more sniping might come out, because it's easier to camp now, right?
But... Well, the maps are... They're small maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not any of the larger maps.
Yeah.
And when you play with, like, random people, which most people do... Yeah. Then it's just everyone running around everywhere. So you have the opportunity to really, like, blindside people. I do see a lot more camping around, like, in a corner with a shotgun.
Yeah.
I do see, like, blink shotguns and slide around corner shotguns.
Lots of blank.
I know it sounds bad, but, I mean, it's still a fun playlist to be in. Like, I go in there with the last word all the time, and we still come out, like, winning. But it's just like, I would say if there was anything that I was like, there's a lot of shotguns.
Yeah.
So map control.
There's a lot of shotguns in multi anyway, you know, but it sounds like just with this mode especially.
Yeah.
You can get away with sneaking up on someone.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know?
But it's still a really, really fun mode to play. And it's nice, like, not having heavy ammo come up so often. Just everyone just shooting each other with rockets everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So, do you guys think this is the first of many new modes to come from Bungie? And what modes do we want to see from Bungie?
Well, there was that. I think there's going to be more modes. I think that's.
So you think you're saying you think Bungie is going to come out with new modes that we're going to be able to play similar to Inferno?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a really easy way to keep the game alive and fresh.
Yeah.
And you know, there was rumors, or I don't know if this is even hinted at anymore, but like Trials of Osiris was supposed to be a thing.
That's still on the map. I mean, it's there.
Yeah, it looks. So. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you go into this mode and you win matches, and if you lose so many, you have to buy your way back in with like Motes of Light, or at least that's what like everything was rumored for.
Yeah. No,
they said Trials of Osiris is
a thing. Okay.
They admitted it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's one of those things. It's not, will they do it? I mean, absolutely, right? We talked about that last week too, like Capture the Flag and
Sparrow Racing.
Yeah, potentially that. Yeah. I think that's a little more out there.
I'm talking a little bit more traditional stuff, though.
Yeah, but like, meaning there's so many traditional things you do in multiplayer that Bungie has done before. So they're no stranger to it, and they've had great success. So it's obviously out there. I think the question is, what do they want to do first? How frequently? I mean, that's the whole thing with Destiny, right? You're trying to figure out when to give you that drop to string you along, you know, long enough so you don't stop playing the game because you've done it all before the next stuff comes out, you know. And that's really what I see their biggest challenge being. And I feel like that's why right now is a good time to drop Inferno. But if you're mostly a PvE player, you're kind of, things are stagnant, obviously. I mean, hard mode's, other than hard mode, that's been it for quite some time now.
Yeah.
There's no big advantage to playing Inferno either. You don't really get anything for playing Inferno except for enjoyment. You know?
I mean,
I had fun enjoyment. With it, to be honest.
Yeah, like, reason to play a game is enjoyment.
It's enjoyment. And I know, like, the past couple episodes I was on, I was talking about how I was kind of burnt out in the game. And so now I've been trying to find new ways to kind of just, because I do love the game, I do want to keep playing it, and there are some exotics that I have to hunt down. So, like, now I treat the game as, like, PvP, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I do. I treat it like a multiplayer game, like I would, like, Call of Duty or Halo, and I go in and PvP on a nightly basis, and it's fun. You do it with friends.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I mean, honestly, what happens if they – how cool would it be if they just dropped in a game mode in PvP where everyone just has supers all the time? And you're running around, you know, using supers all the time. And it's just like – it's just fun to just play and run around, just, you know. It doesn't have to be a serious playlist. Yeah. It could just be something to just mess around
with. Flash forward to 3 months from now when that exists and we're complaining about how horrible it is.
Yeah.
Well, no. No, I mean, it's true. Everywhere. Like, why not? Like, I think to your point before about Inferno, that is part of it. Like, it's not meant to be the end-all, be-all of hardcore, but it's just something else to play that's fun, and it's a start. And maybe that's a good segue to your next question, which is, what do we want to see?
Yeah, well, what I would like to see is Bungie maybe come up with one other mode or another one or two, and then give the community just a few yes-no options, like supers on, yes-no, you know, radar on, yes, no. Like, just
are you thinking the pre-match vote stuff, which we've seen before in was it Battlefield or Call of Duty? Or, you know, when you would vote on what you want to play? I'm forgetting which game did that.
A bunch of games have done that, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, anyway, that could be fun, too. It's just like a pre-match vote off, and it's like, turn off this.
Yeah,
this
or Inferno that. Or whatever. Just kind of keep the group together and continuing to the next match. Call of Duty does that often.
Yep.
I'd like to see something like that, something kind of simple that they could do.
That'd be cool.
Because you start adding UI, then it's just too complex for them to add in this iteration of the game.
I know this would be harder, but I would like to see them add in. I mean, because right now it's like, okay, I'm either going to do PvE or I'm going to do PvP. But I feel like they're missing like the opportunity to create like a really social environment. Like, the tower isn't really a social environment, but like, you know, maybe some sparrow races or some kind of mini game that you can do somewhere, kind of with, like, you know, other guardians. Kind of just be like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm done. You know, I'm done like getting shot up in PvP. I'm done, like, you know, but the moments we get frustrated, right? It's like, I didn't get the exotic I wanted, but oh, I'm gonna go race my sparrow with friends, like, you know. So, because it's like, I mean, we're guardians. We get frustrated with the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, it'd be nice to just be like, I still want to play even though I'm frustrated, but it'd be nice to be like, oh, I'm going to go do this fun like side activity.
Yeah. What about you, Fran?
Yeah, I'm trying. I totally did not prepare for this question. I was thinking about, obviously, Capture the Flag, right? I mean, it's sort of an obvious one. And I was like, are there any weird
Capture
ideas?
The Flag
like
is like the one that I'm amazed is not in the game in some way.
Yeah.
You literally take a flag and go like this, and there's a flag. It's like, you have the asset in your game.
Like, that is true. Every match starts with, like, your team has a flag.
Yeah.
But that's why I think it's obviously control.
Not the flag, though. This is just to look cool.
You know what's funny that you say that is when I first started playing the game in control, I thought it was capture the flag at first, and then I realized there was no flag to take. You know, you just took the points. But
I just hang out here. All right.
But yeah, capture the flag is sort of an obvious one. But I'm like, is there anything, like to your point, Alfredo, weird and fun that might be worth doing? Like all supers. But I was also like, what if... I don't know. You haven't thought it through, but I'm like, what if you could use all exotics in every slot? One person on your team or something.
Yeah, that's just fun
something
game.
Something like
modes.
Wild. Yeah, yeah. Like,
or just a random gun game where you just
or all
a
rockets.
Random gun.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Random gun game where you just get.
Every time you die,
like
you respawn.
Call of Duty
with a new
did
gun.
That, right?
Yeah.
That
it's nothing revolutionary. It's like other games have done this, but like you die, you respawn with a random gun.
Like, oh,
so
I
it could be a Gjallarhorn. It could be the Noam Beyond.
Yeah, what if there was a Halo mode that. Actually that was a throwback to Halo where you actually picked up guns in locations? That would be interesting.
Oh,
it's like kind of an homage, but it's like maybe somehow your stuff's limited or you can pick up.
Is there infrastructure there to do that in the game?
No,
that would be cool.
I told you I had not thought this stuff through.
That would be really, really cool, though.
That'd be interesting if you knew that. But actually, they would need to be special. So like imagine that there was like a Gjallarhorn with an extra, you know, rocket in the tube or, you know what I mean? And so you going to get that.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's it. Like instead of the heavy drop, right, because everybody starts at zero, turn off heavy drops. And then whatever, Gjallarhorn's like sitting up somewhere.
Yeah.
That it spawns or, you know, stuff like that could be.
I'm sure they have things that capture the flag like in their mind, but like instantly I'm like, okay, I'm a hunter, CTF, I'm going to use Blink, and I'm going to use the Radiant Dance Machine boots to make me faster and spec out for max agility, and then bring the Mita Multi tool.
Well,
so I'm just ridiculously fast and just blinking everywhere.
That would get you there, but once you have the flag, they're going to limit your abilities, obviously, like they didn't.
That'd be cool.
Actually, I got a couple other ones now. So, yeah, I like you guys were almost saying it, but yeah, what if your primary weapon or something kept randomly, like, changing or something like something cycled, like whether it was like, you know, Hawkmoon and Meat It, but it would switch for everybody, so you'd have to adapt to it on the fly. That could be cool. And then I was also thinking like sort of a Smash Brothers approach. Classic Fran mentioned a Nintendo game in every I mentioned Zelda last week, by the way, so I'm setting the pace.
It's an Easter egg. Everybody loves
Metroid. Let's think about that for next week. But anyway, like introduce like Fogoth or like a big monster into a match, like could that be interesting somehow? I guess you would need new levels.
That's
but
kinda cool.
But what if you actually started have a little PvP PvE element in PvE PvE element?
I know
in
PvP, like, I can't believe I'm saying this because I hate this map. But like if you brought back the moon map and then there was like there was like Fogoth you could fight four in the middle. And then he
did they take
help
Moon
you.
Out of rotation?
That'd be kind
of fun.
I have not played Moon in forever. And I am thank you, Bungie, because
I like
a
that
lot
map.
Of people did not like that map. It's a snipe fest.
Yeah, yeah. You used to get it all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. So, moving on. Thank you guys for sharing.
Yeah,
your
write in. I think they should write in if they've got ideas.
Yeah, write in either in the comments or to destiny@ign.com with your ideas for how to improve multiplayer experience.
Pick one for next week.
Some other people wrote in, actually. That's a good segue into this. Just with their community stories. We did that community section that long ago where we talked about our positive experiences with the community. So I thought I would read a little bit about some of them. This one is about Major Mish and Masomi.
Major Mish?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he started playing, he or she, actually, it doesn't specify. The email's Mish Irish. I'll assume it's a male because I'm projecting.
Just what did they say?
Anyway, he
the
said...
suspense is killing me.
He started playing Destiny, and he just started looking at LFG sites and, you know, met up with a group. And now he started hanging out with Crash regularly, this other character, Crash. They beat Vault Glass together. They beat Crudder together. And now... Moss and this Crash person have exchanged real names. They text pretty much every day. And he is planning to visit her in the next month.
Wow.
And they consider each other very close friends.
That's awesome.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. That's a very cool story.
I think, I mean, I did that back with my Titanfall team when we did, like, you know, that competitive Titanfall stuff. At E3, we're just like, we're totally just going to hang out. And then just, So I can relate to that story. Definitely.
Yeah, it's really cool. This one is actually from Ian. And Ian wanted to share a story about being physically disabled with cerebral palsy and how his physical abilities generally have no impact on his gaming experiences in general, except for one aspect, voice communication. It's a condition that relates to the brain not receiving proper signals, so it's difficult for him to communicate. He still had a lot of joy playing Destiny with raids, and he talks like, however, due to Destiny's raids and their nature, how communication is essential, it forced him to take a big leap about how he plays. And it was difficult for him to get used to at first, but now he speaks with his raid partners, and he actually communicates with them, and he's been able to experience the game, even dealing with, having cerebral palsy.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
That's a really good story.
Next up, this is from Josh Luck. actually, wait a minute. Sorry.
You're done gone.
Sorry, guys.
This was just a spam email. Is there a bank account in Nigeria?
Oh, they wanted my credit card information?
Exactly.
Okay. His is pretty short. I'll just read it. My story is, it's the first game I played online with my 70-year-old dad.
Wow.
He has his Xbox One in the living room, and his is in the bedroom. They both got headsets and did some missions together online. And he thought it was just a really special moment, and he wanted us to mention it on the podcast.
Getting dad to play. That's a feat.
Yeah, and then, I had a few others sent in, but I just kind of wanted to share those online. Some of them are really long, so yeah. But thank you guys for sending in those emails and sharing your Destiny moments with us. If you have any you want to share with us, send them in to destiny@ign.com.
On that note, a perfect community note very fast is that I've mentioned a couple times I'm FM3 on PlayStation 4, and I'm like, hit me up, play with me. I've gotten some great invites from you guys, so thank you. But first part of the story is apparently finding FM3 on there is really hard because it's a short name. And people were saying, one person, it was Colin22, but there's a couple other people that hit me up. They could not find it. He said he searched through 1,475 results just to find it. So thank you for that. But
put a space afterwards. That helps
I mentioned that on Twitter, and they weren't able to. But just really quick shout-outs to the people who wrote in to me as part of the Fireteam chat stuff. So Allie Grimer, Alan Tenuick, that one's hard to say, Astroman83, Chancer4, I mentioned Colin22, DemonicSaint99, Eric Sharkey, Potato Wheelchair, which, by the way, is an awesome name. I just love Potato and anything. Mighty Galactus, and there was many others. So thank you for being a part of the community, and it's clear that you guys are awesome. And we get in the comments all the time, and it just drives me nuts of there's people trolling, so hardcore, this game sucks, and it's so over with. And
how are you still talking about it?
Gosh, they cannot resist trolling it. But clearly, we enjoy playing the game. There's a ton of people that enjoy playing it. Mm-hmm. Leave us alone. go play another game. I play other games too, but I don't go in there and troll people. So anyway, I love that we actually have that community here. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So moving on, this is a debate. We also got a lot of questions about. This is from readers or listeners who sent in an email asking, Alfredo, this is a good one for you. The best pistol in Destiny.
Hawkmoon.
Okay. Between Thorn,
I don't even own it, but Hawkmoon. Yeah, we know. I've seen.
Yeah, it was
I
didn't own Galahorn until a week and a half ago.
Yeah,
it's brutal.
That said, a lot of people are asking which is better, Thorn or Last Word, and why. How does each have a strength and weakness? What are each?
Yeah.
Weapons,
so if you're looking between the Thorn and the Last Word, you are making very smart choices in PvP. You can't go wrong with either one. Mm-hmm. And before I even dive into going in and, versus this, versus that.
Optimizing.
Pistols, people ask me this all the time. Pistols are still a very, very good option in PvP. And a lot of people are like, oh, man, you're still using the Last Word. It got nerfed. Here's the thing. They nerfed its range. The range was overpowered. Now the range is just really good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So still use it. It's still really good, viable option. Now, if you're going into Last Word versus Thorn, but have both of these maxed out, I've used them a ton of times.
They're so close.
They
one does damage over time.
Yeah.
Right.
So
also powerful.
So here's the big difference is that the Thorn has range. It has a considerable amount of range over the last word. Mm-hmm. The last word, though, is full auto, and you can fire it as fast as you can pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. And its hip fire is really, really good.
Yeah.
And in Iron Banner, the hip fire does, I believe, extra damage. Personally, I go with the last word just because I like the fact that I can just hip fire with it, mm-hmm. and it's pretty, it's really accurate. I like the fact that it's fully automatic.
Yep.
And when I do switch over to the Thorn, it is very, very powerful. You hit people with headshots with that thing, they'll drop faster than the last word. But my thing with the Thorn is that it's the poison damage.
Yeah.
It's the fact that, and I get this because it would be a little overpowered, but I can hit someone twice, like in the chest usually. Like I'm not like an amazing PvP player. I'm hitting everyone in headshots all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I hit him in the chest twice, and they'll take poison damage, and they still have like a little sliver of health that they can run away with.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I end up becoming, and I see this with a lot of people, like an assist machine.
Assist master, yeah.
Yeah. But still a really good option. It's got good range.
So those last word, two shots down?
It's
three, right?
No, it's
still three.
It's three. Thorn, I believe, is two shots to the head down.
Okay.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. I usually just shoot stuff now.
Yeah.
But yeah, and but I think I believe on
center mass. Right?
I believe on Reddit, I should have quoted the user, but someone came up and had kill times. Actually, I believe if I remember correctly, the Thorn had the fastest kill time.
Okay.
If you're doing like straight like
math.
Precision shots, headshots with like math calculations, the Thorn is the
fastest, being just damage to the head.
Fastest in terms of like you just take someone down.
Right.
So I believe it's like two shots to the head.
Yeah.
If, if I remember correctly.
But see, I don't think last word takes more than two either, right? Are you saying it might?
To the head.
To the head. In any event, the, you know, last word, especially though, I think the advantage, which is part of your playstyle, which I can see why people would like it, is just that firing from the hip has that increased accuracy, right?
Yeah.
So like if you're just like turning and boom, someone's there, you don't even have to like zoom, like pull the trigger, and you're more likely to get a chest shot or headshot, which so I think
it
that's
really
you do a quicker DPS with last word.
Yeah. I mean between the two, you can't go wrong. Those are both like amazing hand cannons. You're using top tier weapons of PvP. Like congratulations.
So before we definitively choose which one is the best.
I don't really think you can choose. I mean, either way, like I will get shredded with a Thorn every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But I like the last word personally because I'm an aggressive PvP player, and the last word allows me to be aggressive. The Thorn is suits the play style of like, you know, I'm going to look down the hallways. I'm gonna play map control and stuff like that. The last word's like, I'm going to push you out of this base. Like I'm going to invade you. I'm going to put pressure on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Friend, you actually have a gun. Both Alfredo and I do not. You guys made a joke at the beginning. Hawkmoon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can decide for you. Yeah, Hawkmoon is a better choice.
Yeah. What is it about that gun that makes it so good? Don't tell us you have more than one. Now you're just rubbing it in.
No, I don't. Okay. Oh, by the way, one of the – I didn't quote that in the readers that I mentioned, but one of them said, don't tell Destin, but I have two Hawkmoons. So,
how do you have two?
I don't have the Red Death, and everyone's like, hey, look, I just got the Red Death.
Well, you could have bought that one, so that one, like, I understand.
Yeah. Ali Grimer, whatever, he didn't want me to tell you, but it just did.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, friend.
But no, so I have all three. I don't have them all maxed out, though, but I've gotten, you know, most of the perks, like, to the first level or whatever, and I know enough about them that... Yeah, like the
you
way
use Hawkmoon,
Hawkmoon
pretty regularly.
Easy is just like it is the Galahorn of hand cannons.
Mm-hmm.
It is so powerful, and the range is super far. It's fast, it's super accurate. It doesn't have a ton of kick. It's just an awesome hand cannon.
Yeah,
And it sounds awesome too. You always
it has that perk that essentially just instantly kills somebody with a headshot.
Oh yeah,
if it like that's there's a low percentage of like.
Oh, you're talking about the it's got the random chance that a bullet in the magazine will correct your damage. I forget the term is, but like
those
one
like
of those bullets in the magazine
has a chance.
What is that perk called? I'll look it up in a sec. But
of being extremely
powerful. So that's really big too. Is you end up getting more damage out of it, but I don't know how applicable that actually is in Crucible.
Comes up every.
Everything's normalized.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, it's normalized, but I think it still plays obviously. So
yeah.
But that plays into it for sure. But it's also just the range on it, even with the nerf. Yeah. You know, it's still really good. But that's why I think it's the type of player. I do think it's very compelling to use last word because that fire from the hip, especially if you're just not that type of player that can like snap into a headshot that fast. Like it's makes it really easy to run around and just be popping your hand cannon at people without that.
It's just very versatile. Like, if I run up and I'm close range, I can just fire away. Or if I'm further away, then I can just tap it, you know, and go at my...
The hair trigger is nice.
So. Fran, you said you like the sound. How does it sound?
I'm not going to do it. No, it is like clack, 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 clack. It's like very high. It's very high pitched. It's like ksh, ksh, ksh. It's almost like glass breaking.
Every time you check, cuckoo.
That would be sweet. Actually, I think, is it clown cartridge? Is that the one that's the random? I think it's clown cartridge that's the random bullet that causes extra damage. So it should make like a bozo.
Yeah.
Nose honking sound. But anyway, Hawkmoon's definitely the best pistol all around. But I do think what Alfredo's saying, it fits your play style. We kind of come to this conclusion. We talked about Icebreaker and Black Hammer before. Like, it fits the situation and your style in PvP especially. So I don't think you can just say this is the gun for you necessarily.
Okay. Yeah. So Thorn versus Last Word winner, Hawkmoon.
Yes. We kind of saw that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Done.
So we have a little bit of extra time, actually, a few minutes. I got royally hosed this week in drops. Did either of you guys play? Did you get anything good? What did you get, if anything?
I didn't get anything good. I got 11 Ascendant Shards and...
I got literally nothing. Oh, sorry. I got a Last Word, a 2.0 Last Word that I didn't need. So I got rid of my one. Yeah. That was my big sweet drop.
I'm just PvP now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun.
Any good shaders?
The Achilles shader, the Gilgamesh. Woo!
Yeah. No, yeah. It's funny, I did get an exotic I think I say this now all the time. It was like Thunderlord again or something. But yeah, I did get an exotic, which was nice, but I already had it, so I had to shred it.
So you guys do your Nightfalls. You've done your Nightfalls enough. What needs to be removed from Nightfalls? I have
Ascended
two shards and energies need to get out of there. They should not be in the loot table at all.
It should literally be weapons, legendary and exotics.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, the majority of the time you'd land like a legendary. But still, that's also like a really good option because you can get an awesome roll on a weapon that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do like that. But do you think that causes a problem, though, for people who are starting the game? Because Nightfall's so high
armor
that...
Armor should be there.
Yeah,
I said
armor for sure. Yes. But what I was getting at is the idea of removing Ascendant Shards. I think it does work to remove it because it's a level 30 Nightfall. Like, you've already used a lot of Ascendant Shards to get there at that point, right? Meaning if you're early on, you're not looking to the Nightfall to get 11 Ascendant Shards.
Yeah.
The only reason I have for Ascendant Shards is I have a billion of them anyway. Is like,
what about
gear I'm never going to use.
Coins?
No.
No.
They got to stay. You want to remove them?
Currency...
Strange coins.
Nightfalls specifically.
For Nightfalls.
Well, you can get strange coins in weeklies, though. So
you
would be fine
with
getting...
Yeah, but I can't just suddenly get
that
many.
Yeah, but you know,
many.
I've actually noticed...
No, leave strange coins in.
I've actually noticed there's a lot of characters that have, like, maybe just one character.
I'm only...
And they don't have many strange coins.
Okay,
so when
I think
I like getting strange coins.
The loot table should look... And if you have over 100 strange coins...
Should be all Gjallarhorns.
Well, like there's some stuff like this person clearly doesn't need shards, energies. Like there's a threshold where like maybe they shouldn't get that as a drop.
Okay, but now you're speaking to the entire game system that we go back to. It's not just Nightfall because then you're like, why did I get another exotic weapon? I already have it, or because you're not going to get a different roll on that stuff for exotic weapons.
I guess
so,
especially when
if only
really
it did work
difficult.
That way, Destin.
Especially when it's really difficult, if you go through all that work and you get shards, it's like you want to throw your controller on the ground and not play for like a long time.
Bungie's watching this like, well, Destin, you're going to get shards for the rest of the month.
Hope you like shards.
Honestly, I think it's one of those things that we are at the tail end of Dark Below, right? Mm-hmm. We're well into it at this point. And the reality is it's not going to drop stuff that we care about that much anymore. That's where we're at. So the reality is if House of Wolves comes out, there's going to be a lot of new gear that it's going to be useful. But yeah, I think... Freaking get rid of Ascendant Shards. That's unanimous, right?
Yeah.
Shards and energies don't need to be in the drops.
And nope.
Do the raid to get that stuff. That's what I think.
Yeah. Do you think Radiant anything should drop in there? I don't think it matches the thing, but...
No.
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 I mean,
I need Radiant
leave strange coins.
Kind of.
Shards and energy should not be in there.
You still gotta keep that for the raid.
Yeah.
Give people a reason to watch.
That's true.
Because if you're gonna give it to them in Nightfall, again, that's less reason to do the raid.
Yeah.
So you're hurting the raid.
Oh, that's right. And you can't get Motes of Light from the Nightfall, right?
You only get that by leveling up.
That's right. So easy fix. Drop you know, 11 motes of light instead of, you know, 11 ascendant shards.
You get motes of light by leveling or by getting them from those engrams.
Yeah. But see, I want to buy all the fancy, like, armbands and the stuff, you know, the class items.
I have like a 100
motes. Very serious about style, like giving his character.
We talked about it last week. The
isn't there Aris Bounties that gives you like 2?
I wanted me to make sure I had the proper hair gel for my guardian.
Yeah.
I play dress up with my guardian all the time. Like, I mess around with shaders.
Someone please quote that. I play dress up with my guardian all the time. Destin Legarry, 2K15.
Christine bugs me all the time. She's like, oh, are you playing dress up with your guardian again? Because I'm in there messing with shaders and stuff like that.
Dude, so. I always, like, when I go into the raid, I have a more specific outfit just because, like, of the class item. It's like this, these red polygonal squares, and it's, like, awesome. Don't give it the Alfredo face. I see you. He thinks he gets away with it, not when I'm watching. But, no, it's fun to look cool in Destiny. I mean, it really is a part of it. So,
yeah, dress them up.
Yeah, you got to play dress up. So I think adding motes of light. I'm going to throw that in there.
All right.
Add them in.
Okay. Well, that's all we have time for this week, guys. Thank you again for joining me on Fireteam Chat. Do you have anything you want to plug? Twitter, whatever?
Oh, man.
Friend?
Whatever. Sure. At Friend Mirabella on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at The Alfredo Plays. Yeah.
And I am at Destin Legarry. Thank you for joining us. Send your emails to Destiny. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to let you finish. But first, we launched our Xbox One app.
Yes, we did.
Which is exciting. So we have a PlayStation 4 up already, but if you've got an Xbox One, awesome, because you can snap the content now. So you can actually watch Fireteam Chat while you're playing Destiny if you've got it on Xbox One. So I'm kind of jealous of Fredo, who's got a couple characters on there now where, like, I like watching podcasts from IGN now within the Xbox One app. So check us out on there is the point.
It looks really cool. And pro tip, press the back, a.k.a. view, a.k.a. select button. Yeah. And that makes videos go full screen if you're watching just on the app.
And there's an IGN walkthrough that I did with Ryan McCaffrey that you can find that we walk you through the actual app. So check it out and let us know what you think, the improvements you want to see. But now you should finish plugging the actual Fireteam Chat. Sorry, I interrupted. That's what I do here.
Anyway, thank you for watching Fireteam Chat. We record every Fridays. Try and post by 5 p.m. You can email us, destiny@ign.com. And for more on Destiny, you are in the right place. IGN right here. Guardians out.
Guardians out.
Guardian down.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.